Four people were arrested Tuesday, including the Reverend Herbert Daughtry, outside the offices of New York's Administration of Children's Services. Daughtry's wife was arrested today. They're protesting the Bloomberg administration's decision to close a city-leased daycare center, fire the staff, and reopen the centers as new with different management and staff. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
New management and staff will occupy many New York City leased childcare centers all over the city on Monday, including the Alonzo Daughtry Memorial Daycare Center in Borough Hill, Brooklyn, that has for generations served local families. On Tuesday, the Reverend Herbert Daughtry, senior pastor for the House of the Lord Churches, was arrested outside the Administration of Children's Services in Manhattan with three others for disorderly conduct over their protest of the proposed closings. And his wife Karen, who is the childcare center's director, was arrested today. We spoke to her after she was released.
I think they said we were trespassing, blocking the street, and we were there in protest of the fact that our daycare center, the sponsorship is supposed to change because ACS said initially that we did not pass the RFP with a high enough score. Maybe 50-odd centers across the city. Names that come immediately to mind, Horace E. Green, Fort Greene's Young Minds Daycare Center. They're all across the city. They're being affected by this early learn procedure.
About 35 people currently employed by the Alonzo Daughtry Daycare Center are expected to lose their jobs. City Councilwoman Letitia James has called the scoring bogus and says children are going to get hurt.
The City of New York decided to re-engineer, reorganize childcare in the City of New York as we know it. They issued an RFP. They're going to consolidate early childhood education with daycare services under one roof. They issued an RFP and they scored applications, and the question is whether or not they scored them objectively or whether or not there was some sort of bias. A significant number of organizations of color scored low, a significant number of larger organizations with no community roots, organizations that were not culturally sensitive, were awarded the contracts. This is a travesty, not only to Alonzo Daughtry, but to other child care centers all throughout the City of New York, because most of the individuals who worked for child care centers prior to the implementation of Early Learn were unionized, and all of these organizations will now be non-unions. And so a significant number of women and women of color will lose their jobs. They will have to work for other organizations with less benefits, if any benefits at all, and for less wages. And so it's an issue that I've been focusing on since Mayor Bloomberg has been in office, but it's just another example of outsourcing, union busting, and organizations that do not serve the best interests of communities of color.
On the RFP, the Alonzo Child Care Center generally scored high. The last one in 2002, they scored 99. Below 75, a center will be disqualified. Karen Daughtry said she received a tip from inside the Administration of Children's Services that people scoring the daycare center RFP were instructed to lower the score.
An insider who has gone to the Department of Investigation lodged a formal in-person complaint, which is presently being investigated.
Daughtry also said that ACS admitted that they'd changed the scores. We called ACS to respond, and they issued the following statement from their spokesman. The Administration for Children's Services is pleased to launch Early Learn NYC with the high-quality providers that were awarded contracts through a rigorous evaluation process. The problem is that many of the rejected contracts are from small businesses, and many are black-owned. Reverend Daughtry, senior pastor for the House of Lord Churches, said many of the groups taking over the daycare centers are alien to their communities.
And they will be controlling the minds of our children and thus controlling the future, really. It will have an impact on our educational, cultural, economic, politics of our community. This company here is Brightside. It's based in Pittsburgh. You know, they can easily create a sister organization or something in the city. These are huge conglomerates. Some of them are not even non-profits. Some of them are for profits. they see in daycare an opportunity to make some big bucks. They're not concerned about what happens to our children. They just want to make some money.
But Reverend Daughtry has been fighting a long time and says they always explore all the rules and regulations and go through the process.
You know, our process, our system, is we explore all the legal avenues, make all the protests, go through all the rules and regulations. We've lodged our complaint, as I said, with ACS. We've lodged our complaint with DOA, Department of Investigation. We've got attorneys are working on all the legal angles. But, you know, we've learned across the years, and, you know, I've been around a long time, you generally have to have another kind of action. So that's why we took to the street. And even going into the street, we, you know, obeyed the rules, did the demonstrations for a week, and now we are doing the civil disobedience.
Reverend Daughtry said they'll be outside the Administration for Children's Services at 150 William Street in Manhattan on Thursday and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.